Track 9.
This is the 6-point earthquake evacuation plan that all people in the country will follow if there is an earthquake in the city. It's easy to remember by the 6 letters. AREACT. That's right. AREACT. Let me explain. Firstly, is A. The alarm phase. You must always be attentive. If you hear the alarm, this means we have an earthquake warning. Point number 2 is R for response. In this phase, your reaction is key. You should duck, cover yourself, and hold in place. But you mustn't panic or run. If you panic or run, this will cause stress and accidents for others around you. Thirdly, E for evacuate. You must go directly to an open space like a field or outside parking lot. But remember, you must never take the elevator if you're located in a tall building. In the event of an emergency, normally the elevators will automatically stop working if the earthquake alarm sounds anyway. Point number 4 is A. For assemble. You must stay in the safe assembly point until all the emergency crews arrive and have inspected the building. Only when the officials have authorized that the structure is safe to enter, you can go in. Remember that this can take a long time, because all the emergency crews will be busy in different areas of the city. During this time, we will activate point number 5, C for count. First, the designated officials or workers will count all the people who were in the building at the time of the evacuation. If there are people missing, and the officials think it is safe to do so, they will enter the building to search for them. Finally, point number 6 is T for treatment. While you are waiting for the emergency crews to arrive or rescue people trapped inside, you can treat any injured people. These are the 6 points of your REACT acronym to help us all stay safe during any possible earthquake evacuation procedure. In this case, also don't forget to make sure you have enough food and water. If the earthquake is extremely severe, water, gas, and electricity connections will be affected. So we must prepare. Depending on the time of year, clothing is also extremely important. So your emergency preparations should also include dry, warm clothes and batteries to use for any lights and cell phones to keep in contact in the event of losing power for prolonged periods. Remember all these points to stay safe.